basically a Washington-based group that's opposed to legal marijuana sued a Colorado pot shop in Frisco, here in Frisco, and they not only sued them, they also sued the landlord, their accountants, the bonding company that guarantees its tax payments. They sued everybody under the federal racketeering law, the RICO Act, which is generally been used to go after organized crime. It's a novel approach, and indeed, this hasn't gone to court yet. You know, we aren't in that stage yet. But it's so serious, at least for this medical marijuana business. Let's see, it's called the Medical Marijuana of the Rockies, and they've had to close down their business because no one will work with them, essentially, and the legal costs are piling up.
And why is a Washington State group getting involved with what's happening with a marijuana business in Colorado in the first place?
Let's have a quote here from Brian Barnes, the lawyer for Safe Streets Alliance. It's a Washington-based anti-crime group. And basically, Brian Barnes says, it's still illegal to cultivate, sell, or possess marijuana under federal law. Yes, we knew that. And he says, if our legal theory works, basically what it will mean is that folks who are participating in the marijuana industry in any capacity are exposing themselves to pretty significant liability. Now, I don't think this is going to be really taken seriously in the courts, because I think that Amendment 64 is here to stay, and it's part of our Constitution. But it's an interesting thing, at least, to be thinking about, that there's an awful lot of people out there who are still against marijuana and are going to use any means necessary to try to stop its legalization.
It sounds like they're really just trying to make an example of this one particular business, that this business in Pueblo isn't necessarily doing anything different than other businesses in Colorado.
No.
I mean, under Colorado law. Under Colorado law, they're operating within the confines of the law.
Exactly, exactly. And what they're doing is trying to say federal law is oversees or overrules Colorado law. And in this case, I don't think that's going to be the case.
Also this week, you're talking with the state representative, Jonathan Singer from Longmont, who was the only elected representative who was in support of Amendment 64 prior to the vote.
And correct, one of two.
He has really been instrumental in a lot of the legislation that has happened around regulating marijuana.
Yeah, very interesting guy. He has a social work background, which is unusual for people who are in office. And he's a non-user of marijuana. He protested by not using marijuana when he was a teenager, he says. And but basically, he was one of the only two supporting it, and he's been kind of one of the go-to people that people come to when they have questions about marijuana or when they want to change legislation. And near the end of the session, Singer introduced Jack's bill. That's an amendment to the caregiver bill that changes the current law the current law won't allow schools to allow doctor-prescribed medical marijuana to be administered on school property, and Jack's bill changes that. And the thing that Singer finds very interesting about this is that it's a demonstration of how citizens can actually stand up and advocate for themselves and their children and maybe help the state too.
So this little boy, Jack, was a medical marijuana user, but his school wouldn't administer the marijuana medication while he was in school because under federal law, it's still prohibited. Jack's law changes that.
Correct. And if Stacy Lynn, the child's mother, hadn't called Singer and then petitioned the Congress to allow her to give her testimony, this would never have happened. And that's what Singer finds very extraordinary about this particular event, is that, and it changed a lot of people who listened to the testimony, and these are people who are against marijuana in the legislature and are still against it, changed their vote.
You can read about that and more in this week's Weed Between the Lines in the Boulder Weekly, and you can catch Leland Rucker here Thursday mornings on KGNU. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.